Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, of course we know this ain't no ordinary worship. It's not even an ordinary day. Happy Thanksgiving, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And our topic for today is insight into bona fide gratitude. Insight, hallelujah, into bona fide gratitude. And our scriptures come from the books of 1 Thessalonians 5:18 and Matthew 15:8. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Morning Motivation live with me. You can call in Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. The number is 323-870-4180. Or you can tune in online from my ministry website at feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. Just go to feeldfire.com and you will see the media player right there on your cell phone on my homepage. Press play and you can still go about getting ready for your day while you're listening. But if you cannot tune in live, make sure your soul doesn't miss its breakfast. Follow Morning Motivation by texting the letters MM to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. Make sure you don't miss it. Every word is for you. All right? By now, you should, and all of that information is on the website, fieldfire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in 1 Thessalonians 5. 18, reading from the KJV. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, that's a great scripture. And if the message was only be thankful or thanksgiving or gratitude, I'd stop right there. But since today's topic is insight into bona fide gratitude, I got to take you to Matthew 15:8. Also from the KJV. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Ooh, come on and just tell the Lord, thank you for his word today. Here we are on Thanksgiving, getting ready to gather around the table, some of us. Others just getting ready to, you know, fix the plate at the stove and go sit down in the living room or the den and watch football game. Others going out to a restaurant to eat, having food catered, or just eating by yourself. But whatever your dining accommodations may be, here we are at Thanksgiving, November 22nd, 2018. And as is common on this day, we will begin to list things that we are thankful for. Some of us have family traditions where we'll go around the table and ask everybody to name at least one thing you're thankful for. Others will go on to Facebook and all of the other social media platforms and post that question, at least one thing you're thankful for, that you appreciate, that you're grateful for, you know, gratitude. And we'll begin to list these things. Some of us may have even gotten up this morning or arose this morning, and we made sure that before we did anything else, we just raised our hands to Jesus, and we just began to thank God for another day. Gratitude. Well, as we saw in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we are doing what the Bible has told us, because it said in everything, give thanks. Every situation, every day, despite every trial, every tribulation, every setback, hindrance, and obstacle, we are to give thanks. Because it said, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, glory, regarding me. That in all things, we are ultimately to give God praise. We are to be gracious and thankful. In other words, to have a heart or spirit of gratitude. But the problem is, as we begin to get into the insight, because you know insight is breaking things down and putting them into perspective. The problem here is that a lot of us don't have bona fide gratitude. You know, sincere gratitude, certified, keeping it 100, as somebody told me when I said keeping it 100, they said, no, the word is 100. Some of us not keeping it 100 in regard to the gratitude. Well, how do we know? Well, I take you back to Matthew 15:8, because it is not evident in our conduct, but only lip service. Matthew 15:8 said, these people draw nigh unto me with their mouth. You're saying the right words. You got the right subject-verb agreement. Your punctuation is correct. Your sentence syntax or construct is accurate. But it's only from your lips. Because he said, you honored me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Oh, isn't this some great word? Everybody just say bona fide gratitude. You see, it's easy to pinpoint those who don't have bona fide gratitude in any situation because their actions won't line up with their words. They will talk the talk, but won't walk the walk. Oh, isn't this good teaching? You know, for example, if you're in a marriage where there's superficial, shallow, unbonafide gratitude, you'll know it because you guys can go a whole day, sometimes a whole week, sometimes a month, without even looking each other in the face and saying, I love you. You can go over a month without having intimacy or sexual relations. You can go 3 months, some of you, and not even really want to touch each other. You're strangers in the same home like roommates. I'm talking about giving you insight into an example of what unbonafide gratitude looks like. Lip service. Ah, you know what I mean? Some of us have children. And you know how at Christmas you give them gifts and you put a lot of time and money and some have sacrificed for your own gifts and your own happiness and what you wanted to give things to your children only for them to open the presents Christmas morning and by Christmas afternoon they don't even want to look at the stuff anymore. They don't have no bona fide gratitude. And what I have found is that the reason people don't have bona fide gratitude is that you do not understand the privilege, glory, which has been given to you to have received whatever you've received. You don't understand the privilege of being gifted with a great woman, a great man, a great children, a good job. You don't understand the privilege of having a place to lay your head at night, even if it's an apartment, a one-room shack, even if you're in a hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You don't understand the privilege of not having to live under a bridge. You don't understand the privilege of not living in the streets today on Thanksgiving, not having been able to bathe or shower. to God. Lip service to your family. Lip service on your job. This is why you complain all the time about every situation. No matter how good it is, it's never good enough. No matter how great it is, it's never great enough. No matter how best it is, no matter if you live in your best life, that can't be good enough or best enough for you, because you are a superficial, shallow, unfaithful person. Unappreciative, brother. Unappreciative, sister. You just feel entitled to wake up every morning. Glory. So you don't have no bona fide 100 type gratitude. Brothers and sisters, I remind you this morning that we got to fix this situation. And I hope that you truly share this message with every friend and every family member you got today, because it will be available all day on the website at feelthefire.com. And you can just go there and play it as many times as you want, so that everybody understands that from this day forward, we got to get out of the position of just giving lip service to the people who matter, to the people we love, to the God that we claim is our Savior. We got to get out of just saying thank you from our lips, but our hearts being far from them, and you will know it by your conduct. Ooh, when you truly understand the privilege of the gifting. Now, 15 minutes is almost one, and I got to go into prayer. But very briefly, I'm going to share this with you. Bear with me, brothers and sisters. Here we are at November 22nd, 2018. And just about 3 months ago, 3 to 4 months ago, glory, woo, my mother was looking like she wasn't going to make it. In Georgia with my sister, experiences chest pain, goes to the hospital, and it's not a heart attack, but it's a situation even worse than that, wherein her aortic valve of her heart had torn. And they told her, we got to medevac you to Emory Hospital, because there's nobody in our whole hospital where she was, no surgeon certified to perform that type of surgery. Less than 10% of surgeons in the nation, and it only has a 30% success rate. And my mom told them, well, you know, if God ready for me to go, I don't want no surgery. And I got on the phone with her, and I said, do you know what 30% is in the hands of God? Even 1%, even 0.99%. Do you understand the power of that when it's in the hands of God? So my mom went through surgery, and then for over 25 days straight, they kept her in the hospital. Every time it looked like she'd be doing better, she'd get another setback. She'd be sent back to CTU or ICU. It just kept going on and on and on, seeming like she was not going to make it. And we just had to keep encouraging her, because so many times she just wanted to give up. She was like, Lord, just take me. But we kept on going, and now she's happy she's alive. I'm telling you what happens. She was praising God every day, praying and believing God. We were praying. My church was praying. My siblings' churches were praying. Family and friends were praying. You have to have bona fide gratitude. Glory. You cannot feel entitled. Our time is almost run. Let's go into prayer, and I'm going to give the altar call, and then I'll assign your task. But I want you just to say, Jesus, I thank you. I got bona fide gratitude. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you. We thank you, Father. Father, we come with sincere gratitude. We come saying thank you. We come saying thank you. We come saying thank you, Father. And it's not just lip service, but from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for another day. We thank you for our lives, God. We thank you for our right mind. We thank you, Father, for every parent, every sibling, every child, every niece, nephew, every uncle, every aunt, every grandparent, every friend. Father, Father, we praise you today for what we have, whether it's a can of Spam or whether it's a five-course meal. We come with bona fide gratitude because we don't feel entitled. We don't feel that you had to give this to us. But, Father, you chose, hallelujah, to give us another day. And because of that, our hearts say thank you. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening now. Father, touch them, answer their prayers, give them exactly what they need, and let their conduct evidence a spirit of the insight into bona fide gratitude that they not take another great day for granted, not another person for granted, not their jobs or their health or their finances, but that they understand it is your glory that gave it to us. And because of that, we give thanks in everything. Now, Father, bless, bless, bless. In the name of Jesus, let everyone say amen. Come on and say, I thank you, Lord. I have bona fide gratitude. I'm going to give the altar call, and then I'll assign your task. But I want you to keep thanking God right now for those who are not saved or who are backslidden. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent, glory, and ask you to come into my life now. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. Everyone say, I thank you, Lord. I got bona fide gratitude. Remember to share this. I'm going to give you a task. You can just go to the website, feeldfire.com, feeldfire.com. It will be available all day. Please share it with your family and friends. All right? Now, our topic for today is insight into bona fide gratitude. Your task for today is to stop giving lip service. Make sure your actions match your words. Don't talk the talk. Don't just talk it, but walk it. I'll see you in the morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Gratitude got to be 100. Bona fide.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. Cause I'm getting ready. Get ready for